Greetings, and may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the still patient, still hopeful, still strong people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome everyone to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, April 25th, 2021, featuring our scripture readings for the fourth Sunday of Easter. As always, let's begin with prayer. Dear God, in a world rife with injustice, we turn to your word for encouragement and guidance. In light of glimmers of hope, we turn to your word to keep us challenged and engaged. So we ask now that you open our hearts and minds to your living word. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Today, we hear from both the first letter of John and the Gospel of John. It's thought that the Gospel was likely written around 90 to 100 of the Common Era in a community defining itself in the larger Greco-Roman world that included the mainstream Judaism of its time, and that the letters come from the following decade, about 100 to 110 of the Common Era, from a community of churches that found it necessary to define itself against turmoil from within. Christians were proving hard to live out in the larger Greco-Roman world that maintained a variety of beliefs and standards and practices, a world much like our own. Writing with an air of authority, the author sought to stem the tide of discord and dissolution and strengthen and unify his communities. Reading from the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 16 through 24, let's listen for God's word to us today. We know love by this, that Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this, we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and God knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from God whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is God's commandment, that we should believe in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this, we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. So ends the first reading. Now, the Good Shepherd discourse, or at least the idea of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, is one of the Gospel of John's especially memorable moments. But it tends to be remembered out of context. While for many it may have a sort of warm, gentle glow of safety and comfort, this section of John's Gospel actually emerges out of a conflict with the religious authorities, and the conflict and related discourse are flanked by attempts to stone Jesus. Still, there is hope in these shepherd passages. Jesus' sheep are drawn into the unity of love and mutuality of knowledge between the Creator God and the Son. And they will, like the Son, choose to abide in love. Now let's listen once more for God's word from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.